Welcome to Pick the Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.
Welcome to the Biggest Winner Show. My name is David Hochberg, and I am your host, and we're going to talk about buying a home, the American dream. A lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about buying a home. You need large down payments. You need pristine credit. You need to have you need to make a ton of money. You need to not have any bankruptcies, can't have any credit challenges in your past. All that's false. And we have a caller coming up here, Bob and Carol, who recently bought their first home. But first, I just want to dispel a lot of rumors. Do you need to have excellent credit? No, you need to have good credit, like Bob and Carol. They didn't have great credit. They had very, very good credit, mid-600 credit scores, which enabled us to get them into an FHA loan. Do you need a lot for a down payment? No. That's false as well. There are programs out there. There's rural loans that are 0% down. There's VA loans for veterans and surviving spouses of veterans who qualify. They could buy a home with a VA loan for no money down as well and no PMI. There's programs within the state of Illinois that allow for a down payment assistance program that essentially will fund your down payment or your closing costs. There's also programs out there. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac have programs with 3% down, FHA 3.5% down. So you do not need to have 20% down like this couple thought they needed. And you do not need to have excellent credit like Bob and Carol thought they needed. And we're able to buy a home. So at this time, I would like to welcome Bob and Carol to the show. We recently helped them secure financing on a brand new home. And Bob, yep. You're a truck driver and listen to my ads while in your truck. And what was it about the ads and what was it about hearing me on the radio that made you pick up the phone to see if you and Carol could possibly secure financing on a new home?
Well, I wound up hearing David Hochberg on the radio on WGN in the mornings and in the afternoons. And I just loved his enthusiasm and his energy. I think it was hilarious at the same time as being informative.
Oh, thanks. You know you're talking to David Hochberg, right?
Yeah. I thought you wanted it.
No, it's okay. We could do a third person if you wanted to. So you're a truck driver, right? And you,
yes.
And I use the truck driver analogy all the time because I can't drive a truck. I can barely drive a pickup truck, let alone a 10, 14, 16, 18-wheeler. And I always use the analogy, you want me doing your mortgage. You don't want me backing in the semi into your loading dock in between two other trailers because I'll take out all three trailers as I'm trying to back in my truck. So what was it about the process and the educational aspect of it when you called about what you didn't know or what you thought you knew about mortgages and what did you learn about the home buying process?
There's a lot more paperwork nowadays than there was when I had previously bought a house, probably about 15, 20 years previously. And it was, I had learned a lot from that experience and then learned more just talking to JP.
Right. My guy, one of my 15 licensed, professional licensed loan officers, your credit scores were, you know, were pretty good, high 600s. But mm-hmm. You thought for some reason you needed to put down 20%. Why was that in your thought bank there? You know, what made you think you had to put down 20% to buy a house?
Because I thought that my credit was not as high as it actually turned out to be, first off.
Right.
Secondly, I thought that the more I put down, the less I would really be having to pay on the mortgage payments. And it turned out that I only had to put down the 3%. Then we put down a little bit more anyways, but it worked out. You know, I'm paying what is very comfortable between my wife and myself.
Right. Your credit scores were in the mid to upper 600s, and you put down, you did an FHA loan with 5% down. And mm-hmm. You're a perfect example of why FHA loans are phenomenal for borrowers out there with, you know, listen, 660, 670 credit score is a pretty good credit score. But when it comes to getting a mortgage and getting private mortgage insurance, you're going to be adjusting your rate at least 3/8 to maybe 0.5 point because of your credit scores. Whereas FHA, and the lenders that we have at Pro Mortgage that do FHA loans don't negatively adjust the interest rate. So you actually got a lower interest rate, lower PMI factor, and are paying less money, putting less money down than you would have if you put more money down and still had to go with PMI. I know that's a tough concept for a lot of people to grasp, but you only put down, I believe, 5%, and your payment is less than it would have been if you put 10% down and went with a conventional loan instead of 5% down and went with an FHA loan. Now, what are you doing with all that extra money that you didn't put down on your home? Where are you investing and where are you putting your spending it? That a girl,
David
Carol.
David. Hi, David.
Hey, Carol.
I'm spending it. No, basically sticking it in the bank because we want to have X amount of money, God forbid something happens to either one of us, to continue with the mortgage payments.
And you're building that emergency fund that we talk about all the time, right? Just build that emergency fund.
Spending some too.
Well, sure, you got to spend some. I mean, if you're like my wife when we bought our last two houses, when she moved into my condo, she didn't like the bathroom attire, if you will. She went and got the Bed Bath & Beyond, and I got 15 different colors and shades to match it up, and we returned 13 of them. And then when we bought our home 16 years ago, same thing. You know, I'm like, here comes Bed Bath & Beyond. Wait for the charge on the credit card. But thank God there was a credit because, you know, Carol, the soap holder has to match the shower curtain. The shower curtain has to match the tissue cover. And the tissue cover has to match, of course, the bath mat, right? Exactly?
Exactly. That's why we love this place, because Bobby has his man cave.
Right.
And nothing matches.
Well, exactly. But yeah, Bob goes into the bathroom and defecates all over the place because you don't go down there. It's perfect. He could do whatever he wants. He doesn't care. He doesn't have a bathroom, and he goes down there to go to the bathroom. So it's perfect for Bob. I mean, you upstairs... That's your, that's your domain. But owning a home, compared to renting, in your own words, what's it like knowing that you own a home?
Oh, it's such a wonderful feeling.
It's what's that word I want? What's that?
Euphoria.
Well, that's one of them. But like when you're just relaxed, you're like, oh my God, this is
vacation.
It's not a tiny little apartment. We came from a 4-room apartment.
Right.
To this 1,600 square foot home.
Wow.
So it's like just like.
It's a feeling of relief.
That's it. That's what I wanted.
Feeling of relaxation and relief, kind of like you're on vacation.
Yeah, I just told him last night. I'm waiting for someone to tell me to go back to the apartment.
No. You own the home, you have the keys, you didn't have to put 20% down. You're able to put money in the bank for the rainy day emergency fund. Because guess what? Just like on a truck, Bob, things break, okay? And, things wear out. You don't expect the alternator to go out in the middle of a run. You don't expect the starter not to start your rig after you've turned it off and making the trip to where you were. I mean, I've had that happen on my car, stuck in Schaumburg out in Woodfield Mall. My buddy had to come out. Thank God he was handy, picked up a starter at the auto parts store and dropped in a new starter for me so I could get home that night. Things break, and I'll give you a perfect example. We just had our air conditioning go out after 16 years, and boom, $4,000 or $5,000 in a new air conditioner for my new house. I didn't expect that to happen, but I, like you, have saved enough money in an emergency fund, so when something unexpected goes out, like a heater, like an air conditioner, like a water heater, like a broken window, like maybe during a windstorm, the shingles come off, maybe a sump pump goes out. Who the heck knows? At least you got the revenue there and the capital there not to put it on your credit cards and blow yourself up credit-wise. So that's great. That is outstanding.
He doesn't believe in that. He doesn't believe in, like, the credit thing. I mean,
she had to go and talk me into having more than one credit card.
No, that's good.
Because I was always scared of having too many credit cards.
But you pay them off at the end of every month, right?
Yes, we do.
Well, there you go.
We get the bill, we look at it, and we pay at least $50 to $100 extra than what the minimum is saying.
Good.
And we paid extra on the mortgage already?
Oh, yeah. The first mortgage payment, we wound up sending in an extra $100.
Well, here's what I would do, okay, friend to friend. I would pay off the credit cards first in full, get them down to zero before you put anything onto the extra in the mortgage. Okay? So make sure, because the mortgage is tax deductible for you guys in your income bracket. Okay?
Okay.
The credit card debt is not tax deductible, and you're paying interest on that credit card debt until it's paid off. So it's like a fire, right? The firefighters come and they put the water on the spot where it's burning the hottest to make sure it doesn't go any further, right? So that's where fire truck just pulled up in front of your house. You got credit fire going on. Take that extra $100 and put it towards your credit cards until they're all gone. And then when the credit card debt's gone, you'll be able to put more money on the mortgage and pay it down faster. How's that?
Yeah, I never thought it.
Makes a lot of sense, yeah.
I didn't think about that, yeah.
There you go. So that's your...
And we've only got one that we have to work on, so...
Well, good. That should be the full concentrated effort. And I wouldn't wait until the end of the week. I'm sorry, until the end of the month to put the extra money at it. If you've got it, if you get paid weekly... Go online every Friday and pay it down and just start chipping away at it. Don't wait for the bill to come. You just throw a couple extra dollars at it every single Friday when you get paid, all right?
I was in that mode, and then with the house, I kind of got out of it.
Get back in it, baby.
In that mode again. I got my office set up finally.
Good, but get back in and knocking that credit card debt down, because that once that credit card debt is down, you can take all that extra dough and put it towards the start paying down the mortgage after you build an emergency fund, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. So listen, we only got a couple of more seconds here. Just you got the microphone there. You know, you got the speakerphone. For everybody out there, blue collar guys and gals, right, that are looking to buy a home, that think they have crummy credit, that think they have to put down a ton of money to buy a home, that are living in a four-room, maybe 600-700 square foot apartment falling on top of each other and want to move into a home, 1,600 square foot home like you and own a piece of the American dream, what would you guys tell them?
Call JP.
Call JP. Call David Hochberg. Call Pearl Mortgage.
Well, that about sums that up right there. That's going to be on a billboard. Listen, guys, enjoy your new home. I appreciate the business. You guys were great to work with. And if you need anything, you know how to get us, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for the business, and thank you for being part of the show. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.